The Word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and is a critic of thoughts and intents of the heart. All Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. All right, open your Bibles to Philippians 3, and we find ourselves on page 10, verse 9. Philippians 3, 9. All right, once again, you're given the opportunity to make sure that you are where you need to be spiritually. If you need to confess your sins to God, we are assured that He will forgive you instantly and restore you to fellowship. Whatever problems, pressures, or things that you are under, these things are to be set aside for the interest of concentration on your spiritual nourishment this evening. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we know that there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We thank you that we are on the right path with regard to these things, that you continue to bless our thinking and build us up in the faith and encourage us with regard to what we're all about and what you expect of us. Be with us now in our study in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we have the steps here to eternal gain. In the and this segues in to a discussion of the things necessary based on the preceding where we had Paul's gain and loss list. Everything that he had prior to salvation, all that he had accomplished in his life. All of this he switched over to the loss column. None of this commended him to God. It didn't even get him salvation. And he was obviously involved in the pursuit of religious matters, the wrong kind, as so very many in the world are and have been. So he took all of his advantages that he considered advantages, that he boasted in, that he was proud of, and others heralded him for, with his conversion to Christianity, all that got shoved over into the loss column. And now, with his conversion, he begins a new gain column, a list of things, which are the subject of verses 9 through 12. And since we're focusing on him, obviously it relates to all of us. So the first step in the gain column, which of course he's had for years by this time, is related to the salvation adjustment devoted to our attention in verse 9. And I know it's going to sound strange the way he puts this down, but he is viewing it from the standpoint of someone, obviously in his life, he had to make these steps. He was still in process because there's more than one step, not to salvation, not to eternal salvation. There's only one step. But for maximum eternal gain, there's more to it. If a person just wants to be saved and that's it, okay. That's all in the gain column. And it is essential to the other things which follow. So what immediately strikes you, or did me at least, in the viewing of verse 9 is, it sounds like he is someone who is talking about wishing or desiring to get something. In this case, he already has it. But he's looking at it in its totality. And may be found in him. Now, what's interesting here, the word find is heurisko, to find or discover. It's an aorist passive subjunctive. The passive voice means the passive voice indicates that he's going to receive this thing, this discovery, that he's going to be discovered to be what follows. The subjunctive mode here.